A book about a Squawu Seven Meshik Swumix, Squamish Nation, artist and the welcome totem pole outside of Foundry Sea to Sky will soon be publicly available at the Squamish Public Library. On March 13, over 50 people gathered at the library in a ceremony to honor C. Apple Tun, Art Harry, and his many contributions to youth in Squamish. As part of that honoring, the library dedicated a book about creating the welcome totem pole with Harry and local youth to its local history collection. Three copies of the book, A Transformation of Spirits, will be available for the public to check out in early April. At the event, Harry said he was honored and very inspired to share Squamish Nation culture with others. "It makes my heart happy to pass a little bit of knowledge of carving along," he said. Jay Russell, the executive director of Sea to Sky Community Services, which operates Foundry Sea to Sky, thanked Harry for his help in offering once-in-a-lifetime experiences for local youth. Many nation elders and members spoke fondly of Harry while they recounted stories and shared how proud they were of him and his help in the community. Sewaja Spukwus, Alice Gus, said Harry shared many teachings with the youth as they carved the pole. "But that pole has so much more meaning than what you see in the picture," she said. "It goes generations back." Through tears, another nation member shared the victory song to honor Harry. People at the event also saw two short videos from filmmaker Darren Roberts of Racer Creative about local Squamish Nation elders and the Foundry Sea to Sky's annual canoe pull on Truth and Reconciliation Day. The videos are available to view on Sea to Sky Community Services YouTube channel. For more information about the book and its availability, visit squamishlibrary.ca. Disclosure: Andrew Hughes' partner is an employee of Sea to Sky Community Services. Note: this story has been updated to say the videos are available to view.